Wendy, could you introduce Mike to me? Because he's a longtime friend of mine. He's a longtime friend of yours, too. But I'll just gush. I'll say things that are so nice that there's no way he could possibly live up to them.
I will. Just say hi.
All right.
You know, every time I hear Bill talk to someone about you, he says that you're the funniest guy alive.
I bet he says that about everybody.
I say it about a lot of people, yes. But I mean it about you.
You used to say it about Dick Sargent all the time.
Right. Dick Sargent, who, not only one of the two best Darrens.
He's one of the two best Darrens.
Easily.
Yes.
He's not the best. I don't know. I'm a Dick York fan.
Dick York.
Everybody's
is.
A Dick York fan.
Mike.
Everybody loves him better, had a bad back. He had to leave.
He did. He hurt it during a movie, right?
He had to lean against a wedge when they weren't filming.
Really?
That's sad.
Yeah.
Yep.
The whole time he was like leaning against a wedge.
I could just leave early today and let you two just have fun because of the inside information you have.
Hello, you're on Darren Chat. How are you? We just have Darren Chat. People will call up and go, who do you think would have been the third Darren? We'll discuss that after.
Well, it would have to be another actor named Dick, and I would go with Dick Gaudier.
Dick Gaudier, yeah, he'd be good. How about Ted McGinley? He comes in and kills every show. Remember that?
Yes.
Ted McGinley would be on
the
show.
The handsomest man on TV.
He sure was, wasn't he?
So was it Happy Days he came on?
He came on Happy Days when Ron Howard was gone. He came on Love Boat.
Yeah, he was
Married with Children.
Photographer, came on Married with Children. Wow, that one he stayed on for a while.
Yeah.
But hey, I got to pick up my game a little bit when I have the two of you
here.
When
the Love Boat was sinking, they brought in Ted McGinley.
Ted McGinley. Yeah.
We should have him on the show as a guest.
Yeah.
They cancel us.
No, you don't want that.
That's a harbinger of bad things ahead.
And they'll be like, guys, after Ted McGinley leaves, we'd like to see you in our office, please.
You know, we are having a radiothon today, a citywide campaign we're kicking off. It's One Summer Chicago 2017, being conducted with 47 Chicagoland radio stations. We're all coming together with the McCormick Foundation and the City of Chicago. And you can donate to help 31,000 teens, actually not more than teens, ages 14 to 24, get summer jobs. You can go to onesummerchicago.org/donate. And the McCormick Foundation is paying all the campaign and administrative expenses. So 100% of your tax deductible donation will go to One Summer Chicago. It goes to local high need communities. We wanted to talk about our first jobs, but I need to know what your first job was.
I think I know what yours was, Mike.
What was my first job?
Wasn't it at there's a country club near where you grew up,
wasn't
it?
That was my last actual job.
Your last real job before show business.
Full time, right. Yeah. I worked, this is going to be exciting when I tell you this.
What is it?
You're going to love this. I worked in a factory that assembled components to machines. I didn't know what the parts were. But you sit
because they wouldn't tell you?
You sit. It was too important
top
for
secret.
Me to know. I didn't even know how to get there. I just was picked up and brought to an undisclosed location somewhere in Carroll Stream.
No.
And we did it. Yeah, and you would sit at a table with other people, and you would pick these screws up and put them in these blocks, and then you would put them down this slide, and they would punch the screws into the blocks, and then when it was full, you would take the basket for 8 hours. Just over and over.
But did you kind of like it or no? Because
no.
I think I would like that because you don't bring your work home with you.
No, I mean, yeah, but I was 16. You know what I mean? I guess. I liked it for 10 minutes, but after a while.
Yeah, I guess 8 hours.
It becomes monotonous after about 3 minutes.
Yeah, and you just can only occupy your own.
I'm guessing minimum wage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was $3.18 at the time.
Oh, that's good money.
That's good. That's good
solid money.
Right there.
Wow, I can't even remember what minimum wage was when I worked.
Well, it would have been around the same time.
Yeah, somewhere in the $3 to $4 range.
Sweet
probably.
Coin, $3.18.
Yeah.
Taking home $3.18, 40 hours.
Wasn't it a good feeling, though, when you had your own spending money?
Oh, my God.
Or walking around money?
Yeah, to get the check and say, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
How about that? I did this from terminal blocks.
Didn't your kids notice?
I know I'm getting technical with you guys.
No, we.
But they were terminal blocks.
We follow that.
Yeah.
And did you get a discount, like if you were to buy some of that stuff?
If I wanted to get terminal box, they would talk to the distributor.
An in-house discount?
Some of those, yeah.
What are you complaining about? Yeah. That's a great job.
And I could put the screws in them at home. And you could move to a different station, and some of the screws got put in with a drill, like a hand drill. Sometimes you get to do that. Instead of just pushing them into place with your thumb, you would screw them in with a
What
power
if
screwdriver.
You did your job so well that they promoted you? What would the next rung have been on that ladder?
I don't even know what that would have been.
Oh,
maybe
man.
Sit at the head of the table.
Wouldn't that have been nice?
Yeah. But when you put them in, they would go ka-ching, ka-ching, and there would be like some with five screws, some with two screws. So do you remember the Cheap Trick live at Budokan?
Yeah.
That was out. That was the summer that album was out. So it would be 79, I guess. So we would take the blocks that had the two screws, and we would slide it down the thing and go, you made, and it would go, tch, tch, cry, tch, tch,
when you said, goodbye.
That's fun for 8 hours.
Yeah, you had to make it exciting.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah.
And I know it's a Fast Domino song, but we were doing the cheap
trick
version.
Were you ever Employee of the Month?
I don't think I ever was. I got to be honest. I was probably a little slow on the draw at that job. Like, probably so.
But you couldn't do too many because then, first of all, your coworkers would hate you because they'd all go, making 130 a year, 130 an hour, and you're only doing six.
Right.
So you had to.
Yeah, and there was like a little collusion there. Hey, not so fast.
Right.
Making us all look bad.
Slow down.
Here at the terminal block.
Also,
factory.
If you did really like a lot, they would want that all the time.
Right.
And there are days that you don't feel like doing
that. But the fact that it was just such an uninteresting product, like we said, we didn't even know what it was. It's not even like Mr. McFeely would come there to show you how they do it because you don't even know what they are.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, and there's the person who puts that down, that thing, and it makes it, pounds in the screws. So that's how they're made. Yeah, that's whatever.
If for some reason WGN TV Morning News went belly up, would you go back to that
Probably.
Job? Yep.
Because I have experience.
You know how to do it.
I know how to do it.
It's a fun job, and you know what you're doing.
Yep. Or the grocery store. That was the second job.
That was my goal, to always work at the Brookfield Jewel, and I never worked there.
I
wanted to work in the deli. I'm obsessed with the deli.
Oh.
Cut the meat?
Yeah.
Didn't you have to have like a special certification for that?
Yeah, because you were the meat cutters union or something.
Cutters.
And
mm-hmm.
so you made a lot more than minimum wage.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Gail did that. I was always jealous of her job.
But there's always the fear, you know, because those slicers are very, very sharp. And some of them, like the one by us, it does like this weird round kind of a slice.
Sure. The spiral slice.
The spiral slicer.
Sure.
I don't know the technical.
I don't either. I'm pretending like I'm an insider in the deli.
I would be
Could
so.
Did they have a terminal block or whatever?
Terminal blocks,
if
yes.
If it did, I know who made it. That's
I have a terminal block right now for things I don't want to think about. It's the terminal block.
See, that job came in handy.
Yeah.
It absolutely came in handy.
My first real job was Brookfield Zoo, and I knew I wanted to be on the radio when I was probably in about junior high.
Mm-hmm.
So in high school, I applied and got a job in one of the stands, and I said, I'm not into the food service stuff. What about the narration on the railroad train that they had back then?
Sure.
Did that when the train went away, the motor safari, and that was one of my favorite jobs ever.
Do you still remember what you had to say?
Yeah, sometimes it comes back to me. In fact, we should all go to Brookfield Zoo, and I wonder if I can still...
You could lip sync it actually saying that.
No, I could just take the mic and probably remember most of it. Although they have new exhibits since I was there.
Oh, yeah, they changed it.
What was your first job?
For three summers in a row.
Were you a caddy?
No, I was not a caddy.
Because you're a cad.
That was his nickname, but he wasn't a caddy.
Okay. Cad the caddy. Ask Cad for me by name. You get a discount.
From Simon Bar Sinister.
Right.
Cad.
Cad. Yep, that was me. Yeah.
Laugh.
At my dad ran.
That one.
My dad ran a bunch of furniture stores.
Right.
So they would have me come in, and my brother did this too. And during inventory, they would do like this whole like store-wide inventory. And we'd go from store to store. And it consisted of one guy. He'd be climbing up in the warehouse on boxes, giant boxes that held couches and refrigerators and things. And he would go, 866-308. And then I'd write it down and I'd go, 866-308. And then he'd climb on the next box.
Wow.
And he'd go, 712-903. And I would repeat back, 712-903. I got so good at six-digit numbers, Wendy. To this day, if there's a six-digit number, they still call me.
And then
me
when somebody gave you their phone number, you would like lose that last digit. Wait, what is the last one? You have to try nine times.
I can't do seven. I can do seven. I'm so good at six, but the sevens screw me up.
Yeah.
It was still pretty exciting, though, to have a job of your own.
To actually say, I'm going to work.
Well, what felt good was then what you learn is the cost of things. Like, I cherish stuff that I bought more because I was paying for, because I put in those six-digit hours, you know. That's it.
So terminal blocks and six-digit numbers. I had a very exciting career.
You had by far the most glamorous of the three of us.
And that was just in the summer. So in the winter, I worked in the kitchen at Loyola Hospital in Maywood.
Oh, nice.
I got to tell you, I adored that job. I would look at the menu of patients that circled what they wanted, and the conveyor belt would come, and it's like, oh, they want roast turkey with gravy, so you would put it on the plate. Sometimes it entailed delivering trays to the patients, and you know I love people. So, hi, how are you doing today?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that job.
And it was for the public too, right? The public cafeteria as well?
Like no, this was just,
this for, the
just
hospital.
For the just, yeah, just for the patients.
But remember they had that, the hospital always has that area where you
right.
could,
oh, where visitors could go and eat.
Yeah, which
sure.
is, yeah.
Yeah, I just, took care of the patients.
It's nice.
For some reason, the soft serve ice cream at those is always exceptional. It's I don't know why,
the
Mike.
Best. There's some things there that you just can't beat. You ever try a hot dog at the
they're not
hospital
bad.
Cafeteria? It's the best.
They're not bad.
It's the best anywhere in the city.
Yeah, you know? We don't know why.
You can have these stands around here.
Sometimes they'll win a James Beard Award because they're that
yeah,
good.
The hospital hot dogs cafe and their is soft the best hot dog. Yeah.
Well, if you are remembering your first job at home or listening, if you're in your car at work, you can help other people get their job. Like 31,000 of them going on. One Summer Chicago. You can donate online today. OneSummerChicago.org/donate. Quick break.
We'll take a quick break, and then I'm going to surprise you with more six-digit numbers, Mike.
All right.
I got a bunch of them. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy along with Mike Toomey on WGN.
You.
All right. Speaking of presentations, productions, and shows,
yes.
You've got one going to yourself at Zany's, don't
you? I will
you?
Be doing a presentation at Zany's on Well Street tonight, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Zany's in St. Charles.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a lot of fun. I know what a Cubs fan you are.
Yes.
Former Cub David Ross is on Dancing with the Stars.
Still. You're
wincing.
Yeah.
You'd prefer that he not be on Dancing with
the
Stars.
You know what? I have not watched it. I wish him well. I think it's great that he's having fun. But
yes.
It's one of those, I think we've talked about this before. Like, dancing is not a thing I like. It makes me uncomfortable.
But don't you like watching other people dance?
No, it makes me uncomfortable. Like,
really?
If they're professionals and they're doing a dance
then
thing.
Then you got to show. Yeah.
That's great. Right. Like, Saturday Night Fever, fun, you know?
Right.
But just watch, like, I'm uncomfortable. You know, like, I would never do it.
All right, so at a wedding.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, I'm the same
You don't ever dance, not even a slow dance with your wives?
Yeah, that.
You have to.
Don't
yeah.
your wives drag you out to just even stand there while they dance around you?
There's an element of that, yeah.
After this much time, she knows. It's
yeah.
not
Yeah,
so she'll just dance with someone else.
Sure.
But it's always funny to see somebody's uncle who should not be dancing, and nobody has informed him of that.
Right.
Yeah.
But at every wedding reception, you remember, especially remember this when you were young, there was like a couple, they were like in their 50s, but they would like get out there,
yeah.
and everybody would get out of the way and like, look at those two go.
Right.
Hey, isn't that something?
Right.
Did that make you uncomfortable, or did you like watching them?
I was probably okay when I was a kid, but now
if you're having fun, and I gotta...
And you're absolutely right.
David Ross doesn't necessarily 100% look like he's having fun, because this is a big thing,
right.
A lot of pressure.
Right. And it just, hey, great. I'm glad that he is doing
what he keeps saying in interviews. I saw him on an interview yesterday over on Channel 7, and he said, I know I'm not the best dancer. And honestly, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, but he doesn't seem to be, I've seen clips here and there, he doesn't seem to have the moves. But yet he's made it to the finals. It's down to three.
Isn't it because people call in to vote?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's
why.
Very popular.
That's why
yeah.
there's a lot of people that, you know.
They
and
want
he
to
knows the
wins.
Moves. He. It's just when you watch a professional dancer.
You're born to do it.
They're fluid
yeah.
moves.
Right.
It's
right.
not just like, okay, one, two, three,
right.
kick.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
right.
he has the moves. It's just a little stiff.
Yeah. yeah.
That's why I, of course, don't dance either for people to see.
But you're. But
I'll do it at a wedding.
Right. Then you'll
again,
dance.
A few
I saw
cocktails.
You dancing at Kevin's wedding.
I dance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, I feel other than you and Mike Toomey, no one else is staring at me.
Right. Right.
Right. I don't stare at people. It makes me.
Some dance to remember, some dance to forget.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but it seemed appropriate
Thank
to
you,
say
Eagle.
It. Right. You're welcome. You're very, very welcome. Anything big coming up this summer, Mike? What's going on with you this summer?
Summer, as you know,
yeah.
stand-up is when things kind of die down
yeah.
a little bit. Cause
is
like,
that true?
Yeah. Because think about it. We're competing with everything else.
Right.
You know,
well,
when
guess.
The weather's terrible, choices are, you know.
Go inside and laugh it up.
Right. So that's when we kind of try to do some family
yeah.
stuff. We try to do a baseball trip every summer. We went to Cincinnati last year.
Oh, nice.
And we went to Detroit the year before. And we're going to go to Pittsburgh in June.
The whole family goes on this?
Two of the boys. And
oh, that's
oh,
awesome.
That's cool.
It's, yeah. My one son said,
you,
nah, I'm cool.
Do you, oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
Do you try to time it so that the Cubs are in those cities playing?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Do.
That's what
oh,
we
that's
do. We
nice.
Definitely do it that way.
That's
yeah.
not disappointing if one son doesn't want to do it. I mean, everybody has different interests,
yeah. no,
right?
He did it last year, and he was like, this is cool, but nah.
Don't need to do it again.
It gets into my doing
done.
Nothing time.
Oh, that
yeah.
makes sense.
It interferes with me not doing anything.
How old is he?
19.
Oh, okay.
So the two that are going with are 25 and 23.
Mm.
So.
That'll
wow,
be fun.
Oh, and they still want to hang out with their dad?
Yeah,
that's
isn't
awesome.
That, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like you a lot. I know the boys. They're crazy about you.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Aaron, your daughter's not, but
no,
the boys,
no.
they like
she...
you a lot.
Does not like
no. Well, no.
Does your wife take your daughter on some little girl trip?
They probably will. See, she's going to college in the fall, so they've been doing a ton of those college trips and stuff. I haven't been able to do all those, but
that's taxing.
Yeah,
just a little bit. And everything's good at the WGN TV Morning News.
Things are going well.
There's a new set.
I
saw the new set.
Yeah, and we were talking about this morning.
It makes me uncomfortable.
The first day of the new set makes you uncomfortable. Well, you should see when we dance on it. That is the part that's really
that's
great.
Crazy.
There's a special area. People say it's more spacious, and you can see, but there's an area for dancing in front of a video
But it's
wall,
got a nice skyline of Chicago.
And it's really cool.
It's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, it makes you guys look like giants.
Yep. And we were saying today that, like, today was the first day I didn't accidentally walk in the studio because you just become a creature of habit.
Right.
You walk in. But it's so, you know, nice and everybody
looks
good. The lights, everything's new.
Yeah.
Everything's new.
Good.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
And how long have you been with WGN TV Morning News?
Well, we've been doing the 9 o'clock show almost 4 years. So that's, I've been every day since then, but I started doing bits like back in 03.
That's
so
excellent.
Yeah,
congratulations.
That's excellent. Go see Mike Toomey. He's even, I could tell you how funny he is, but he's even funnier in person. He's appearing at Zany's Chicago tonight, and then Zany's in St. Charles tomorrow through Saturday. Go to zanys.com. All the information's there. Thanks for hanging out.
Sure. Hey, can I just say this?
Sure.
What we're doing Friday, because John DeCoste, Tim Banker, and myself have all been doing comedy 35 years.
Wow.
This year. So they're going to be with me on Friday.
Oh, that'll
we're
be fun.
Do kind of an anniversary show that night.
That'll
awesome.
Be so yeah. much fun.
Bring some terminal blocks to autograph for people.
I will. You have to do it with that silver sharpie.
Yeah.
Because as you know, their terminal blocks are black.
Yeah. Gotcha. Everyone knows that.
One step ahead of you, Toomey.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll take a quick break. We'll find out what Steve Merchant has next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.